B-Pod Studios.
80s and more. 105.7 WROR.
The ROR Morning Show.
All rise. ROR Morning Court is now in session.
Order, order.
Here's Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian.
Morning Court is in session. Let's say good morning to Helen. Hey, Helen, good morning.
Thank you. Hi, how are you?
We're good. So what brings you to Morning Court today, Helen?
Well, I'm calling because my husband is off his rocker at this point, and I'm the only one who can speak about it.
Okay.
So picture this. It's Christmas. We're all in the living room. Everyone is there, the grandparents, the cousins, etc. And my daughter is home from her first year of college. And her new college boyfriend stopped by. He's very nice, or seems to be.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Until.
Yeah. Oh, I love until.
The suspense is killing us. Until.
Okay.
Uh-huh. Okay, we're there opening our presents. My daughter opens one of her presents from the boyfriend, and it is, get this, a skimpy, tiny, barely there negligee.
In front of everybody?
Dying.
In front of everybody. Oh, everybody and every conservative relative sitting there. And
was
children.
This a gag?
You know they have some in their closets.
Was it
too,
a gag?
But that's all right.
No, it was not a gag.
Okay.
Oh, no.
All right.
Mm-hmm.
So
she was embarrassed, but not really. And he was like, whoa, I meant for you to open that privately.
Oh,
yeah.
God.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But what was done was done.
So.
And my husband.
Yeah, I was going to say, what happened?
Well, my husband was livid.
Mm-hmm.
Livid.
Yeah.
I was horrified.
Yeah.
His face was turning bright red. You could see the smoke coming out of his nostrils.
Wow.
And nobody knew what to do. Everybody just stood there frozen silent.
Okay.
Oh, my God.
So where'd you guys leave it? What happened after the awkward silence?
Well, my husband had a word with the boyfriend, and my daughter told him not to be so ridiculous, Daddy. I'm in college and 18.
Oh, okay.
The old college and 18.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
So
my husband continued to yell, kicked him out, and it was a scene. And now he says the boyfriend is not allowed back in the house.
Oh, my God.
Okay.
Oh, my God.
Wow.
Dad went off.
Yeah, well,
red.
No.
I can't blame him. That's not what Dad wants to see under the tree.
No.
Well, this is somebody who's paying for college and, you know, worships his daughter. And it was a big, like, slap in the face. Anyway, we're off to a bad start with this kid.
Okay.
Are we overreacting? Does this kid have a lot of nerve buying something like that for her?
Well,
my daughter?
Well.
My daughter.
A lot of nerve to give it to her while the whole family's there. I mean.
Yeah. Okay.
All right. So right now you're not in a good place, as they say.
No. No.
Dad went off. I can't blame him for that. I have three daughters myself. I can't imagine I would be that happy with it.
Boy, I'd pay money to see that.
Yeah, you would, huh? Son,
that's the year Bob's head blew off.
I know what I'd say.
Oh, what happened?
Let me coach.
Done, son. But okay, look, we're going to find out, Helen. We're going to ask the audience to chime in, see what they think. Is this an unforgivable sin? Was it just one of those goofy kid things that you can get over?
Yeah.
He can get over. We'll see, okay?
A funny story 10 years from now.
It could be.
Yeah.
Could be. Remember that
10
time?
10 years from now. Yeah, not now.
All right, Helen, why don't you stay tuned and listen to some advice from our callers to see if you're right or wrong and where to go from here, okay?
Thanks,
Helen.
Okay.
Okay, stay tuned. 888-410-1057. Helen awaits your advice. She does. So the husband is not, the kid's not allowed in, doesn't want it, and he's still steaming about not what he wanted to see his little girl. And you and Helen said a conservative type of guy, not looking to, you know, see his daughter. That's the image he did not want.
No, not the Christmas present that he wanted. Nope.
So, let's get some calls going to help Helen, who needs to help her husband and all that good stuff. It is irreparable damages as far as the new guy is concerned. Okay, 888-410-1057. Let's coach up Helen today, see if we can get her some advice in Morning Court. 105.7 WROR, 80s and more. It's Bob, LBF, and Brian. Morning Court today was Helen calling in. She was great. I liked Helen.
Yeah.
So over the holidays, she's been trying. I guess it's still steamy in the house. Her 18-year-old daughter's boyfriend came for the Christmas, gift exchange. And apparently, he had wanted to give her a gift that they would open privately. But that wasn't the case. It was under the tree. Daughter opens it. It's the naughty nighty.
Yep.
It's a naughty nighty.
Naughty nighty. Dad went off, pretty much threw the kid out of the house.
Gave it to her right under the tree.
Right, well, Brian, yeah, that's where you... That's where you
well, sometimes okay. That's where you get it.
That's where you get it.
Okay.
All right. Let's go to another Brian. Good morning, Brian.
Good morning, guys. Just wanted to say, she's 18. She can legally do what she wants.
That's what she said.
But I think really the heart of it is the father wants to protect his daughter.
Yeah.
And does not want her to get hurt. So if he can patch things up with her, let her know, hey, honey, I'm sorry for the overreaction. I just really care about you. Mm-hmm. I don't want you to get hurt.
Mm-hmm.
And just if he hasn't already had the you need to do things safely talk, this would be a great opportunity. Because obviously if she hasn't done the hibbity-hibbity, she's probably going
hibbity.
To do it.
The hibbity-hibbity.
I think the gift is a good indication. You're probably right, Brian. Yeah, the gift says the hibbity-hibbity is...
Yeah, bibbity-boppity-boo, boo, 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 boo.
Because the fear is if the father doesn't patch things up, she might rebel and do other things.
Yeah. Well,
what else could
little...
she do? I mean...
the hibbity-hibbity-hop, I guess. I got you. All right, Brian. I don't know if they... Maybe Helen should have the talk, too.
Yeah,
I mean,
well, yeah, like they could all talk about it. I mean, the negligee is out of the bag.
Yeah, okay.
So.
All right. Thank you, Brian. Let's say hi to Sarah. Good morning, Sarah.
Good morning.
What a female's perspective on it. So let's see. What are your thoughts? Ladies.
I think he has to let go of his anger because the anger, you know, it's not going to get him anywhere. It's just going to fester at him and destroy his relationship. I think we all kind of know what probably kids are doing and we don't want to know. But
the
I think
hibbity hibbity, as it turns out. Right?
I think he needs to have a conversation about class and decorum and how people can perceive things. I mean, that just was a very crass action.
So, Sarah, what you're saying is don't just say, that's it. I don't ever want to see him again. See him again under those circumstances. Like, this is the way you do things.
He could coach him up.
But he needs to be coached up. The kid needs to be coached up. That's good,
yeah,
Sarah.
And coach her up, too, that his actions impact her because it makes her appear that she's crass also if you're choosing to associate with people that act that way.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah. Right?
Yeah, sure. Although I like people who act that way.
Okay. Sarah. You tried, Sarah. You tried. And, you know, that's half the reason for showing up. Thank you, Sarah. Bye-bye. Good Lord. Bye, Sarah. Okay. Tony. What do you say, Tony? Good morning.
Well, good morning.
Good morning.
I think they really should celebrate her sexuality and that she's able to express it.
They sure are.
Yeah, Tony, you being serious now?
She's an adult, and that's part of her college experience. And look, there's 100 things that could go wrong when she goes to college. She could have come back. They could have given her drug paraphernalia.
Tony, I have a question.
So they should be happy.
Tony, I have a follow-up question, sir. Yes, follow-up question.
Sure.
Tony, do you have daughters?
I do.
Wow.
Well, he's just, you know.
Well, thinking, I know what he's saying, but
I know,
most, it's just hard.
But this
to,
is a little, like.
That's a tough one to swallow.
I guess, yeah. But...
Why would you say that, though, about daughters? I have sons, too.
Right.
Well, right?
You teach them.
But in this case, it's about a daughter. You know what I mean? So that's the thing. So.
Yeah, correct.
But, yeah. So you're saying be thankful. Okay.
Think about it. Yeah.
All right, Tony.
I think you had the impression that you would protect your daughter but not your son.
No. I don't have sons, but I don't know what it would be like. I'll just be honest with you. I don't know if I would be the same. With a son. I have three girls, and, you know, I'm protective.
He is very protective, but I see what you're saying. And, like, you know, instead of being so, like, negative about it,
right.
Think of it this way, that, like, she's in love, and this is what people in love do, and
exactly.
Isn't that nice?
Okay. Wow.
But
exactly.
No more.
Relationship.
Yeah, well, but okay. Like, he made a mistake with the negligee.
All right. All right, yeah, Tony.
He should have figured that out.
Yes.
Okay. Tony, appreciate you calling. That was a different take. It really was. And that's why we have Morning Court, because people should call and give their opinion. And then Helen can decide which way to go.
This very situation was brought
up
in 1883, the latest episode.
Oh, hang on to that. all right, Lisa. Lisa's got an interesting take. Good morning, Lisa.
Good morning. I think it's tough love. I think that the father should not apologize to his daughter. I believe that my son is 18, and I told my son, you are to buy her a respectful gift. And I wish my son was here, because he fought with me. He wanted to get her a gag gift. You know, I don't think a gag gift for in front of her parents is funny. He wanted to get her like a whoopee cushion and some handcuffs, and I said, excuse me?
No, you don't do that.
Those two don't go together.
Yeah, Lisa.
Whoopee cushion or handcuffs. That's the lesson that needs to be learned.
Yeah, one or the other.
I said, no.
No,
it's
good,
not
Lisa.
Even funny. One's immature and the other one is, it's not respectful, Matthew.
Right.
And he fought with me.
Yeah.
And he goes, well, how about, and I said, no, you can get her a nice shirt or a gift card or, you know, or maybe a necklace.
Yeah.
And he ended up getting her a necklace. And you know what? My son has two jobs and he works hard for his money, you know?
Good stuff, Lisa.
All right. Thank you, Lisa.
Okay. Whoopee cushion and handcuffs. Yeah. I mean, I don't know.
That's not the Saturday night I was looking for.
Nice. It's going to be loud. For sure. All right. I thought you'd be down for a whoopee pie.
Yeah,
I never had you down
a whoopee pie
for
that. And handcuffs.
Do you want this whoopee pie? Huh? How bad do you want the whoopee pie? All right, 7:58. Here's you two.
80s and more. 105.7 WROR. ROR Morning Show. Here's Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian.
Okay, so this was a good Morning Court today because there's no right or wrong answer. It's just how you come at it.
Yes.
Right? Where are you coming from on this?
Right.
So Helen called because her 18-year-old daughter, her boyfriend came first time ever for the Christmas gift exchange, and he brought a gift for the daughter that he thought would be open. You know, they had
a little private time.
As it turns out, I don't know how it got under the tree. She opened it in front of everybody, and Dad blew his top.
Yeah.
Pop goes the weasel.
Yes.
Pop threw the kid out of the house. I don't want to talk to him. Get out of my house. That's disrespectful. And they haven't talked since. So Helen is trying to patch things up. Which way to go? So we'll start with you. Elaine, what do you think?
Well, you guys really built that up, and I have to say I had gone to a little further than a negligee. And I'm a mother of four sons.
Wait a minute. Wait. But, you had worse?
Oh, yeah. What? I have four sons, and they're all in their 20s, and I was someplace worse. But I have an idea.
Okay.
Because being angry and sort of carrying this forward is just not good for anyone. So how about at the next birthday celebration, when it's Helen's birthday, in front of the kids, she gets to open a nice negligee that her husband gives her.
And
that will really send a message.
What do you think, LBF?
It will lighten the mood. It could be fine.
Oh, I see. Lighten it up.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So, use humor to conquer the anger.
And then Dad might want to see Helen, you know, sporting that nightie.
Yeah.
Yeah, could
be.
Yeah.
Sporty. Okay. All right. Good job, Elaine.
All right.
Take care.
Good luck.
Okay. Bye-bye. ROR, good morning. Who's this?
Good morning. My name is John.
Hi, John. What advice do you have for Helen today?
Listen, I agree 100% with the father.
Yep.
You don't disrespect the man inside his own home.
Right?
I got two daughters.
Here we go.
And I work in a prison, and that's the first thing I advise the boys.
Mm-hmm.
I'm there half the week. I don't mind spending the other half of my week there.
Oh, that's good.
Oh, yeah. I see. That's the company line. I get it.
That's it.
Yep.
Exactly.
Okay.
So,
and I'm the least of the worries.
Yeah. All right. So Dad's right. Maybe they let some steam off. Let him chill for a while.
Yeah, I mean, do you think he'll get over it? Like, it was a mistake.
Yeah.
He should cool off.
Yeah.
That kid fell down Trust Mountain, though.
Yeah,
like, he fell down.
Right,
where is he? Is he in base camp yet? Or?
It's a long climb back up.
Right,
yeah, he's got a long climb, boy. Get those boots on. All right. Well, thank you.
Exactly.
Have fun at the jail today.
Hey, have a great day,
fun
guys.
In jail.
Absolutely.
Okay.
See Bye. Ya.
Take care.
Bye-bye. ROR, Bob, what's your take?
So my take is, why is all the people starting to be mad at the father?
Yeah.
It should be the daughter's responsibility to make sure that her boyfriend doesn't do anything inappropriate in front of her mother and father.
Right. Oh, you heard that Tony guy. Totally. Tony said the dad ought to be happy. Yep. Oh, look at that. They have a
He's crazy. Healthy,
that was crazy, wasn't it?
That was absolutely crazy. I could take anybody. I love them for who they are, but it's all about respect for the parents.
I know, Tony, I got to say, you know, I thought that was a bridge too far. Dad should be happy. His daughter's in a healthy relationship.
There's a line between parent and child. There's a line between parent and child.
That was crossed.
You know, oh, yeah. 100%.
Let's take him out to the train station.
I don't blame the father once. The father once said, yeah, there you go. Take him to the train station.
He knows what we're talking about, LVF.
Oh, God.
There you go. Yellowstone. Go Yellowstone.
You got the best show
on
TV.
Oh, boy. That's
Come on,
right.
son.
So much testosterone.
Come on, son. Pack your bags. You're going to the train
station.
They
should be calling it testosterone, not
That's
Yellowstone.
That's a better name for that
Yeah.
show. Testosterone.
Exactly.
Okay.
All right, Bob.
Exactly. How was 1886?
1883. Is good.
Oh, three,
it's
yeah.
good. It's a little like, I don't know, overwritten, but I like yeah. it. There's
find,
lots
what do you
of,
find the most irksome about it, LBF? You text me last night.
I texted Bob last night. Everyone's yeah. teeth are so white. And the rest, of, like, they're like all like dirty and disgusting. And then they open their mouths yeah. and it's like Guy Smiley. And I'm like blinded.
Yeah, no, it wasn't.
Yeah.
That wasn't the Wild West.
Yeah, they need to mess
I
up
watched,
the teeth.
Right.
But it's good.
I
don't let that stop you.
Episodes.
Here's all you need to know about yeah. 1883. All you need to know,
yep.
Sam Elliott.
Yeah.
That's all you need
there
to know.
There you go.
Yep.
Watch that
yep.
guy do anything.
There you go.
So, okay.
All right.
Hey, Bob, great call. Thanks for listening.
Great show. Thank you.
Thanks, Bob. Sam Elliott and his mustache is all you need to know. Imagine if he was the dad, Helen's husband.
Is Sam Elliott?
Yeah.
Yeah, get one between the eyes.
Yeah, he would. Two of the hats.
That guy's
whatever.
Mean in this show.
He is. He don't
he's
mess
like,
around.
He's just like mad.
But you're right. Great show, but the Botox and the white teeth in 1883 throw you a little bit. But what are you going to do? Okay, for Helen, I don't know if we came to a conclusion for her case, so we'll leave it open for
okay,
a little bit.
Right.
Leave it
I
open
like it.
If
yeah,
you
sure.
have a suggestion. On what should happen? Did the kid go too far with the naughty 90? Or do you believe Tony, who called earlier, was in case you missed it, Tony said, hey, dad should be happy that she's in a healthy relationship. Isn't that swell?
That's progressive.
That's way progressive. That's to the left of progressive. Like, take another left. No, that's a little too much. All right, so we'll do that. Coming up, Dirty Laundry.
Oh, okay. Well, you know what's too much?
What?
This engagement ring. Run if you ever get one of these.
All right, that's next.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.